The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Happy Labor Day Monday to you all that have tuned in today on this live broadcast. I'm going to go right to the callers. Sorry, I have a little tickle in my throat all of a sudden. And I'm going to go to area code 843. Hello, 843. Who's this?
Hi, this is Renee.
Hi, Renee. What's your question?
I was wondering if you see any changes with my love life.
So, okay, before, and I'm clearing the cards for you. You probably hear me shuffling them in the background here. Before I even turn cards over for you, my immediate reaction to your question is there is love around you. There have been offers of great love around you. And I keep getting that you look the other way. Seriously, that was my immediate gut reaction to your question, is that love is being presented to you. And for whatever reason, you're rejecting the love that is being presented. So now I'm going to draw my cards for you. But that's the weirdest thing. It happens to me occasionally that I will get this immediate reaction to a question where I don't even have to turn my cards over. I just get this thing. So, okay. can I ask you a question back about your question?
Yes.
Okay. Are you afraid? And this is a really big question I'm about to ask you because of the way your cards are coming up. Are you afraid of being trapped in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the card that's coming up right smack in the middle of your reading, is a card that talks about choosing wrong and being trapped. And I think that's probably why that I see these offers of love around you. But you look at them going, I'm not sure that's the person I want to see myself with in 5, 10, 20, 40 years from now. So here's the interesting thing, is you have a card here that talks about what do you honestly want in a relationship. And so what I would recommend that you do is sit down and write down the 5 characteristics of the ideal partner. Now, the thing is I want you to go for the characteristics, not necessarily what they look like, or how much they make, or anything that has to do with what a person does with what they're given. You see what I mean? In other words, I don't want you to look at the fact that they, the two things, I don't want you to look at how much they make, and I don't want you to look at how attractive they are. I want you to look at the 5 personality characteristics that would make you feel like you were more free in the relationship than trapped in a relationship.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I understand what you're saying because I feel very trapped, and
okay.
I feel like I chose wrong. So yeah.
Okay. So what I would do is the very first thing I would do is the if there's any relationship that you need to totally untangle yourself from, it's the time to do it. Because if the relationship is not bringing you joy and it's bringing you pain and it's bringing you things that frustrate you or make you angry or make you sad, they're not the right person. You know, the right person, you actually feel more like yourself when you're with them than sometimes you even feel by yourself. They bring out the best qualities of you. So the thing is that if you feel like you're in a relationship that is, I'm going to use this word, suffocating you, I think what happened is that you tried to be what you thought the person wanted you to be instead of you being yourself.
You're right.
And now what you found yourself in is like, oh, nope, this is not what I want. And the funny thing is I would go to this person and say this statement. I owe you an apology. And he's going to go, what? And you're going to say, you know, I wanted you so badly in my life that I changed myself to be what I think you wanted me to be. And I wasn't being me. And that wasn't fair to you. Because now I'm unhappy and you're unhappy and you're wondering why I've changed. When in fact I haven't changed. I'm just trying to go back to my normal self.
Do you think if I say that to him that he will allow me to be more free? Or because I'm married to him. I don't
right.
want to.
But
here's
the thing.
I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Well, here's what you say is, I'm at a point in my life right now where I really want to explore the things that make me happy. Which means I mm-hmm. might not be spending as much time with you. Which means that I'm going to learn new things and get myself engaged in things that make me happy. The funny thing is that what it's saying here is that you may not end up getting a divorce or even leaving this man. Is that you may be looking at the relationship as an excuse for you to not be happy, when in fact, what I'm seeing in your cards, Fabulous Renee, is you can just choose to be happy no matter who you're living with. And what it says here is that, you know, I owe you an apology because I've really never told you my dreams and what I want. Because, you know, way back then you were concentrating on hooking him, getting him, right? And now you're like, well, shit, what do I want now? Seriously, that's where you are. And
yes.
And it's okay. You don't have to up and divorce him. He's just probably baffled why you've changed. Because, you know, men marry women hoping they never change, and women marry men hoping, God, that they do.
Right.
And I'm not criticizing you. What I'm saying here is that you actually are in the perfect place just to explore all the things that make you happy that have nothing to do with a man. They have to do with you finding your sense of truth and peace. So when you write down the five characteristics of what you really want in a man, you start actually beaming those to your husband. And I have to tell you, the best way to change anybody's behavior is to change your behavior. And the way you do that is that you start concentrating on all the things he's doing right, and you ignore, flat out ignore, the things that he does that irritate the crap out of you.
Okay.
That's the secret to any relationship that you actually want to have in your life, is that you celebrate and you congratulate and you bring out the things that the person does right, and you absolutely ignore the things they do wrong unless they're unethical, illegal, immoral, or fattening.
He's a nice person. He's a
okay.
really good husband.
Okay.
And
sweetie, he's a nice
you.
Person, and you're a little bored. And I think that really, I think that what would be way wicked more fun for you is if you said something like this to him, honey, I'm going to go take up ballroom dancing. Do you want to do it with me? And he goes, oh, hell no, it's football season. You say, okay, well, I'm going to go take up ballroom dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because
okay.
Here's the thing, is that it's not, your cards are not really, I mean, my gut feeling is what my gut feeling is saying, all right? Which is why that I answered your question before I even turned cards over for you. But now that I look over your cards, you feel trapped. And you're kind of thinking that the only way out of that trap is to either hook another guy or leave the relationship. And I'm not saying you have to do that. I'm actually saying you just start doing the things that bring you joy, whether or not your husband decides to do them with you or not, because he'd rather see you happy than not happy.
Right.
Okay.
I think I feel connected to someone else, and I think that's what's plaguing me. I don't know.
Well, because according to what I'm seeing, this other person you're connected to likes whatever's going on right now exactly the way it is because there's no responsibility.
Right. I can see that.
And so,
very much
so. what it's saying here is that, yes, you can have somebody flirt with you and, you know, and you guys can have that little emotional tickle that goes along with that. But I don't see you getting a divorce. I don't see him leaving the situation he's in either.
Right.
So the thing is that you just decide to start doing activities that bring you joy, whether or not that includes your husband. Whatever that
Thank
is.
Thank you.
And I got one more thing to tell you. One of the things that I'm going to take up is I'm taking up yoga. And I'm going on 25 years marriage with my fabulous husband. And it doesn't matter whether he decides to do it with me or not. I'm going to do it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's saying give yourself the excuse to do the things you want to do without asking permission from anybody but yourself.
Okay.
All right,
I
gal
appreciate
pal.
It very much.
By the way, how
Thank
did you find my program?
Blog Talk.
Okay, so you
Sounds
saw
like
the announcement for the show, or you saw that it was coming up live?
Yes, it was under Live Spirituality.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, gal pal. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you.
All right,
you
see
too.
Ya. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Lisa from Arizona.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question for me?
Well, I have a 2-year-old grandson. And
yes.
He lives 5.5 hours away from me, and he was just spending 2 weeks with me, and I took him to his mom's house, Barry's mom, where she lives in the area, yesterday. And I'll see him. She said I could, you know, have him visit with me every other weekend, you know, for like 3 or 4 days. How do you see him? Is he, his emotional side of things, his energy, do you see him okay?
Well, he's there's some chaos in his home life right now.
Yep.
And the thing is that it says here that your daughter is more concerned about her happiness. In other words, she's more concerned about her own well-being and happiness.
She's not my daughter.
Her son. Okay.
She's not even related to me, but I would love to adopt him. Do you see that ever happening?
Okay, wait. Let me back up. Whoever the woman is that has the majority of the time with him is more concerned about her own happiness than
yes.
she is about her son.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a very bold thing I just said. Now, switching to...
Stop.
Okay. Because you've got some weird crap going on here with this kid, and actually it has me a little worried. Now, then here we go to the kid. So the kid is actually very bright, but feels that it feels like his foundation underneath him is crumbling in some way. It feels like
yeah.
he is, there's no sense of ritual or routine. And what I'm seeing here is that the very first thing you might want to say to this woman who is the biological mother of this kid, of your grandson, is I would ask her, hey, I'm wondering if it might not be a bad idea if my grandson came to live with me full time so that I can create a normal, regular schedule for him.
Oh, my God. My second-born son has been telling her that's what he wants to have happen. And she has just been, she told me toward the end of the 2 weeks that the grand boy was with me, she said, she was just getting emotionally distraught over him, the grandson, being at my house. But
right.
there was no connection. When his mother picked him up, he just, my grandson kept looking at me. And I was, you know, so there's no
okay.
bonding there.
No, there isn't. And you're absolutely correct. One of the things that I would suggest is, and I would do this in writing. So I would send her an email if you can, or I would send her a letter. And in the letter I would say, you know, by the way, how old is your grandson?
He's 2.
All right. So here's what I would do is I would, and by the way, nothing would give you greater joy than to have full custody of this kid.
I know that. I know
okay.
that. I worry.
So let me start with that. The thing is that there's something about when somebody really wants and has the heart and the dedication to raising a child, the child knows it, all right? So here's the biological mother of this kid that is more concerned about buying the latest Kardashian makeup thing
yeah.
than she is about her son, all right? Now,
yeah.
the reason I say that is you've got two cards ahead of you. The first one is a chaos you're already aware of, all right? The next card, actually, there's a way that you can do this that it makes it her idea to give you custody.
Oh, my God.
Right?
So
and the way you do it is I want you to send her a letter, and I want you to say how much you love your grandson, how much you'd love to see him have all the things that he needs in order to be an incredible, by the way, and the thing I'm getting, I know he's only 2, but I'm getting this kid as getting some sort of a sports scholarship in either running
yeah.
or swimming. Okay.
Yes, you should see him with a soccer ball. You should see him
already.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this kid, and I'm getting goosebumps telling you this, this kid needs a foundation of stability to excel. Now, let's look at this from a spiritual perspective. I actually think that this kid chose that woman to be his parent before he even came in this lifetime. He also chose
right.
you to be his grandmother so that you could actually end up being the majority influence on his life. There's a karmic
yeah.
connection between you and this kid, all right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a sense of urgency here, and what it's saying is that you may be able to work this out, that you have custody of this kid by the first of the year. So to answer your question is there a chance for you to have custody? Absolutely. Okay? So
I'm
what
you
do you. Is
you
send...
Yeah.
Hmm? Okay.
I'm calling you offline. Yeah.
Okay. So what you do is you send... I want to tell you this real quick. You send her a letter that says, I have had more fun with the visits with my grandson. It's the most amazing experience for me that I've ever had in the last 2 years. That I look forward to the amazingness of this child. And what you say in the letter is, if you ever need a break and you want him to stay with me for longer than a few days, I'm available here for you.
I told you that yesterday.
Perfect. Because what I want you to do is I want her to go back to being the single, irresponsible woman again without having to deal with a child.
Yeah.
Because that's her attitude.
That's been
and
my
that's,
mantra to her. Yeah. I
okay,
tell
that's
her,
fine.
Call me,
yeah.
drop of the hat. He's on the other end of the state. But I said, I'll
right.
jump in the car. And I said, I'm here for him.
Right. Now, here's the other way. Now, if you really, really, really want custody, it
I
might
do.
Be that you'd be willing to move closer.
Well, I've thought about that. I've even told her so he could be at my house whenever.
Mm-mm. No, I'm actually thinking that if you did that anyway, that you would end up with the majority of the time with that kid.
Okay.
And I want you to think about it. So, and by the way, I am doing a Labor Day special for a phone session. So if you actually really do want a full session, we can explore this even further. And just, you know, just email me through my website. But Lisa, awesome talking to you. And I have to tell you that you can work this to make this happen.
Okay.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 857 area code. Hello, 857. Who's this?
Hi. This is Gwen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, hi, Gwen. I'm doing good.
Hi.
What's your question?
Good. My question is in regards to me wanting to make a job change in September.
Okay.
At the end of September. Do you see this happening for me?
Yes.
Yay!
Now, wait. There's a caveat. There's a guy here that really needs focus. So I don't know if this is the man that you're going to be working for or if this is you finally really deciding that this thing that you want needs to happen by the end of September.
Yes.
So now, this new job adventure, it says that it's a little bit more challenging for you and a little scary for you.
Okay.
It's saying you absolutely have to go for it. Now, what I really like about your cards is your first card talks about the angels guiding you to this and that there's news that happens within the next 3 weeks by your next card. So when you ask about September, it doesn't surprise me. Now, one more thing that I want you to do is whatever little thank yous you need to send out, if you haven't already done that, do that.
Okay.
Handwritten thank you notes. I have to tell you, there are some elements of old-fashioned, you know, finding a job that really need to be in place here. And a lot of people don't do it. A lot of our younger people don't do it. And that is, there's nothing more amazing than a handwritten thank you note sent to somebody that you visited with. Now, there's going to be two people here. There's this guy that needs focus, and then there's this rather immature woman. So I don't know if the immature woman is being let go for you to have this opportunity, or if this immature woman is going to be somewhat of an obstacle for you at the new job.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, she's going to feel threatened by you because you come in with all that, Gwen. You come in with it all right? I'm just saying.
Not another one.
Well, I'm just telling you, you have this repeating pattern where you draw women to you that they admire you and they're also jealous of you.
Yes.
It's a repeating pattern. But the way that you quell that right from the start is that within a few days after you meet her, you compliment her on something that is authentically something she does well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you overhear her talking to a customer and she handled it pretty good, say, wow, I really like the way you did that. That was awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Because the quicker you win this woman to your team, the better this job goes.
Yeah. That's interesting that you say that, because the job that I'm in now, there is a young young woman who is all that and feels threatened by me. Yeah, you're just spot on with that. That is so true.
Well,
here's
the thing is that when you get the next job, you go to her and tell her all the things that you think she's awesome about. Because somewhere down the road, she might be a great reference for you.
That's true.
All right.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think I attract that?
Okay, so I'm gonna actually switch your question to what someone asked me once. I did a reading for this lovely, this woman was absolutely gorgeous. I did a reading for her, and it was at a party. And so after I did her little mini spread, I said, do you have any questions? She goes, why don't people like me? And I looked at her, and I said, I'm going to be really honest with you. It's because you make it all about you. And that's exactly what's going on with this chick. It's all about her. And it's very simple.
I've got one of those.
Right,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But think about it. Usually people that are not very likable don't really give a crap about other people. You know, it's always about her being a shining star, just like this other gal. I have to tell you, this gal could have won a beauty pageant. That's how beautiful she was.
Wow.
I mean, just beautiful. I mean, it's like I had to switch teams for her. She's gorgeous. Seriously. I'm like, oh, wow, you're so pretty. You know, but the funny thing is really, the thing about pretty is that there's a burden about being really good looking. And the burden is most people don't take you seriously if you're that good looking. That they don't look past the fact that you're attractive. They don't. You're just hot, man. I want you on my arm. And that can go for both men and women, right? But it really boils down to it's not really the question of why does she do that or why does that happen to me. It's the question of the other person being more into themselves than anybody else.
Oh, but, but it's not me being into myself.
Here's the thing. You're coming up as someone that really is truly the team player. You really are the person that will give credit to people that do a great job.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's not likely to do that. She's likely to take credit for the people that have helped her.
That's funny because I work with someone the exact same energy. It's the same thing.
Right. So the way that you quell it is by you appreciating what she's taught you. Without criticizing in the process.
Absolutely.
Right, gal pal. You got this. Send me an email when you get the job. Okay, see ya.
I will. Thank you, beautiful.
Okay, you're welcome.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 562 area code. Hello, 562. Who's this?
My name is Aurelia.
Hi, Aurelia. What's your question?
Okay, I am attending a local community college, and I got a part-time temporary job there through a grant that the college wrote to hire me to assist one of the real estate professors there. And I wanted to know if the grant would be extended, if I would stay there longer, or do you see me going on full-time? And I'm also in the process of starting my own business as well. So do you see any success in that?
First of all, the biggest vibration that's coming into your reading here is the ability to be open to receive your blessings. That's the first card in the spread of cards that I have for you. And I want you to have the vibration of a total commitment to yourself and that the universe is always supporting you. So the answer to your question is that you are about 3 years away from being successful with your own business to the point of being able to support yourself. Okay? With the extension of you working with this professor with the grant, the best way to make sure that happens is express your gratitude no matter what happens. So the self-talk that I would be saying to myself if I were you is I'm grateful for however this turns out because it is the will of the universe. I'm grateful for the adventure, whichever way this turns out. Now, here's the benefit that it's saying that you get extended. It's saying that the professor you work with actually really likes working with you. So the first thing you do is show gratitude to that person.
Okay.
You see what I mean? But the way the cards are coming up is that they literally say you've got this. Now, what business are you starting now for yourself?
Well, I'm a licensed real estate agent, and I'm starting my own inspection business where I'll be inspecting bank-owned properties pending the disposition by the bank.
Oh, that's really good. And by the way, I just got this like little goosebumpy thing with you. What I would recommend is that starting now in your spare time, you start going to networking events that are in the evenings that have to do with cocktails, you know, like a cocktail evening networking event. And if you're not already on Facebook, get on Facebook and look for networking events in your city. And I want you to make the effort of, because you can make this happen sooner than later, is that you make the effort to interact with other real estate agents as well as any financial institutions or even mortgage lenders, where you start presenting yourself as that. Because it's my understanding that, that independent inspectors make somewhere between $300 and $400 per home. Is that true?
Yeah, they're going to pay me per inspection, yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's about what you make, right?
I haven't started yet. I'm in the process of getting
okay.
on board with this.
Yeah,
this
I would make that a priority, because I think that you'll be able to do that along with you working with this professor. But I would speed that up. I would make that happen sooner than later. Because what I'm getting is that it feels to me like you would be able to do the inspections on around the time that you're working, you know, for this professor. And
mm-hmm.
and you'll start seeing things really add up. And then what I would recommend is that you don't really look at it as your full-time business until you have 1 year's salary or 1 year living expenses saved.
Okay.
Because once you have 1 year of living expenses saved, which might take you less than 3 years, so if you say, okay, I can reasonably live on $40,000 a year. So once I save $40,000, then and you actually divide that out. How many inspections do I need to make $40,000? Might take you 2 years. Might take you three. But most people, if they have a modest living expenses, can live on that, right? But what ends up happening is, because you have your real estate license, it may also be that the job that you get next might have nothing to do with teaching. It might instead have to do with property management.
Well, that's awesome.
They told
my professor that I was going to be, that September 24th was going to be my last day, but I was looking online at our Board of Trustees meeting, and they had my name on there to get extended, so I didn't know if it was going to get those.
Well, this actually, it says you've got this, so it says I'm not worried, but I want you to do some other thing to express gratitude to this professor. So the professor goes to the board and says, look, I'd really, really like to have Aurelius Day.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 303 area code. Hello, 303. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Allie.
Hi, Allie.
My question is, I'm getting making some plans for a major relocation, and I'm mostly at this time concerned about finding the supportive rental space for myself in this new location. What do you see for that?
Okay, so supportive rental space for your business, is that what you said?
No, for me to live.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the... Okay, is your city that you're moving to a city that people would consider a snow... what are those people that do the traveling for the seasons?
Snowbirds.
Are they snowbirds?
Some of that is it, yes. It's a major city like Las Vegas, so yes.
Okay, so here's what I'm wondering.
Mm-hmm.
if you can actually post, and when are you planning on moving?
It totally depends on when I find the right place to live. I'm going down there next week as a scouting trip, so it depends
on
that.
Are you actually coming to Vegas?
No, this isn't Vegas. This is like Vegas. It's a very major urban
okay,
area.
Okay, what city is it? I'm trying to get you to tell me
the
city.
Phoenix.
Okay, so here's my idea for you. And I just got this for you, and I just want you to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I like about you is that when you give your word, you're incredibly responsible, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about the idea of you reaching out to, I would look for apartment complex manager. I would search for apartment complex manager in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see if you could actually be the person that lives on the at the apartment complex and acts as the manager for the complex. Usually what happens is they give you your apartment for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you do is make sure that the tenants pay the rent, and you're the emergency phone call if something happens in one of the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to take it to the extra mile and do, you know, a monthly social at the beginning of every month, you can do that. But you don't have to. Really what they like is to have somebody that's on property that can be the point of contact for their apartment complex. So it's usually an apartment complex that has 20 to 30 units. But I would start searching for that because it may lead you to just a regular property management job where you work for them. Because it's saying that, yeah, you do find the right living situation for you and that your potential over the next 5 years is really huge with the move. It's also saying that coincidence, being in the right place at the right time, is your absolute best friend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you being, the fact that you called my program today, Monday, special day and time, I don't normally broadcast on Mondays live, but I was traveling yesterday, so I decided to do it today. Well, you're talking to me right now. I'm giving you this suggestion, and it may lead you to something else than I suggested by you looking down that path first. So when you say, I will be available October 1st or November 1st or January 1st, whenever it is, because it doesn't say that there's a rush for you to move. What it says is that you want to be patient for the right thing, but I see you moving in 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, it'll probably be will probably need to be sooner than that because my where I'm currently renting, they're selling the house. So,
all right.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a time question.
What it could be is that what I'm seeing is that you may move into something temporary where you are now, but find the ideal thing within 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're more likely to find the ideal thing if you're already there. I'm just saying. Now, one of the things I would suggest is that since Phoenix is the place that you want to move to, is I would actually do a weekend trip to Phoenix. I would sign myself up for one of those, like, UPS store PostNet mailboxes so that I have an address in Phoenix. And then I would start sending out my queries with that address on my resume or whatever my correspondence is so that people already think that you're living there. You see what I mean? Because and one of the best, the safest things to have is one of those mailboxes anyway, because then all of your bills and correspondence and any packages can come to that store and you're not leaving packages out on your front stoop. You see what I mean? So, but the question is are you going to move? Yes. Are you going to find the right situation? Yes.
Yes.
All right, go, pal.
Okay, thanks. That's an interesting
Thanks for the call.
Thank
See
you.
Ya. Okay,
bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 925 area code. Let me get them on the air here. Hello, 925. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Terry. I'm wondering if you can tell me if you see me moving or splitting from my husband.
Let me look. Well, there's a lot of sorrow and pain here, Terry. And the thing is that I'm looking at this sorrow and pain, and it's saying that you don't have to do any of this the hard way. So if you're asking me, are you going to take a break for a while from your husband, this says yes. And that you end up, here's what's so funny about your cards, funny, odd, interesting, is you have two major cards in your reading. The first one is called Courage. The second one is called Innocence. And in traditional tarot, they resonate to two cards, Strength and the Sun. Now, the Sun is the happiest card you can get in the whole reading. And
right.
What it's saying here about you is that there's a big leap of trust for you to go toward happiness. which means that you have to give up the habit of pain and sadness. Which, because you have this card of a leap in a new direction, that you might be even a little afraid of it, but there's a leap in a new direction. Then there's the happy sun card. Then you have the two cards of sorrow. You have the card, and I'll even tell you the cards if you're familiar with tarot. They are the 9 and 10 of swords.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting, because the good news about the 10 of swords is this is the lowest it gets. It can only get better from here. And then the 9 of swords reversed is a sorrow that you're recognizing, but you're on the healing path of, right? So you have those two cards. But then the conclusion card is a card called courage. Now, I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck. I've used this deck for going on 14 years now. I love this deck. I've gone through many of them, just bought myself 6 new decks, so I always have these cards, right? Well, what it's saying is the courage card shows a daisy that has bloomed between rocks. So, in other words, it bloomed in a very hard place. So there was just enough soil, just enough moisture, just enough sunlight, just enough nutrients for that daisy to grow between rocks, right? It's already earned its place in the sun, but because it's grown between rocks, you are more likely to notice this daisy than if it was in a field of daisies. So that's where you are, is that you've done the hard work. And what it's saying is that no matter what happens, you need a break. You need to retreat from the situation. Now, the other meaning of the sun card is the happy marriage card. So there was a shift that happened that was a break in trust in this relationship.
My husband can get aggressive. What he did is he threw something at me last night and it hit me in the head.
There's a break in trust in this relationship. That's exactly what happened. And so what it's saying here is that you decide that no matter what, you need to have a break for a while. You need to really think about this. Because if this is the first time you've seen this kind of aggression, then you need to send him a very clear... If it's not, well, either way, you need to send a very clear message that this is not what you want to live the rest of your life in. And if you dial 211 on your phone after we hang up, it will give you the community resources in your area to talk exactly about this, about some of your choices and some of the resources that are available to you. It can also be you make a phone call to a dear friend or relative and say, I need to come stay with you for a week. I need to make some decisions.
Yeah, I'm at a friend's house now. I left last night, and I...
Okay, well, I'm happy that you did, because it's sending an incredibly clear message, because the only way that I see this relationship working is if he agrees to go to counseling with you right away. It's the only way. It's not talking about anything but you taking care of you right now, whatever that means. All right, gal pal. I'm sending you a big hug.
Thank you.
All right. All right. You got this. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay, girl. All right, big hugs. See ya. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... Hold on. Oh, my computer snagged up. I'm going to area code 415. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi,
this is Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question?
So I'm calling about career. I'm looking to leave my job and one. I've been applying to a lot of different places, and I'm actually switching that. I'm going to be applying to some new types of companies starting probably today or tomorrow, and I'm ready to move on. So any guidance would be great.
Okay, so if... it says here that there was a big emotional trigger that happened at your current job that has you incredibly pissed off.
It was. I think I've cleared the energy, but yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the benefit of being pissed off is that the situation that caused it may just simply be your angels of change, that it is absolutely time for you to shift into something brand new. But I don't want you to jump from the fire or the frying pan into the fire, okay? I don't want you to leave just for the sake of leaving. I want you to leave for the next step, whatever that is in your career, okay? And I want you to be...
Yes.
I want you to be incredibly disciplined about the thing you want next. Now, here's the really good news about your reading, is you have a whole circle of people that are a network for you that will help you find the next thing. And it's saying that October is your big power month and that there's a reason for you to celebrate within the next 3 weeks. So what I'm getting is you find the job within the next 3 weeks and you start the job in October.
I hope that would be great. Well, there's a
no compromise card that is connected with this shift. So the thing that just pissed you off, you got to look at it like a blessing because it wouldn't have motivated you otherwise, right? So now you're motivated and you're like, okay, but I'm not going to go to the same situation where I'm not appreciated or somebody's taking credit for my work again. I'm just not going to do that. So you're going to actually look at what's the next step. So tell me, what is the next step in your career? What job would that be?
Consulting big sellers.
I'm sorry. The last little part broke up. Consulting what?
Big retailers, or really any company, about their employee issues.
Okay, so do you specialize in human resources now?
I'm working actually on the sales marketing side, but what I've been assisting my company with is the employee issues they've been having out in the field, but not being appreciated for it. What you're talking about.
Yeah, that I get. What it's saying here is that it may be more of a sales ombudsman type of job that you go after next, where you actually play the role of going to a company and saying, look, I want to be your field rep consultant, and I want to actually be able to report to you what's really going on in the field, but I also want to be able to represent your company as to certain standards that you expect of your reps in the field. I want to act as your ombudsman. I want to act as the person that helps you set a standard for your sales reps. That way on both sides you've got it going. So the job that I would go for if I were you, instead of going to the big leap of just consulting, is I would actually go for a sort of sales manager trainee role. I'm sorry, trainer role. I didn't mean trainee, trainer role, where you look for sales trainer jobs and then you tweak it to that. So then the next step after that is you being able to go into consulting and taking that big leap. So that's probably why this super discipline card is coming up, that it's not for you to do the big free-for-all into just consulting, that you actually take a title that is accepted in the real business world and let them pay you and give you benefits for that role. You see what I mean?
Actually thinking that's the realization I had yesterday of maybe I apply to PR companies because they have similar type for having events. So I think that is a confirmation what you're saying possibly.
Okay. I would shoot for that, but then I would also – here's the other thing is that with your background, you could actually do trade shows. With your background, you could do pharmaceutical sales. Your background is a template that goes into a variety of different industries. But the one that I really want you to concentrate on is the one that would be a sales trainer job. And just look at that first because it might get you to where you need to go. But it's saying that you don't go the big free-for-all consulting first. You go into a job that gives you the background, the experience, the foundation to then go into the free-for-all consulting after that. You see what I mean?
Right. Yes.
And
one more thing
I want to tell you, Jessica, is that I want you to sign up for some place like Toastmasters where you practice your presentation skills in a group that's going to give you legitimate feedback, because I think that what you're going to do in the next year or so is you're going to have some sort of motivational speech about sales training, about sales coaching, that you end up having it video recorded, and you might send it to TED.
Oh, really? That's interesting. That's interesting.
See, here's the thing, is that you'll do it initially as a YouTube channel where you actually do Jessica's sales tips, all right? But you start doing that now, so you get very comfortable being in front of the camera talking about just the tip for the day, Jessica's tip for sales tip of the day. And you become incredibly motivating to people. You see what I mean?
Yeah, wow, what a shift in career. This was what was going through my mind yesterday. Okay.
Well, yeah, but see,
so
it's got to be.
You've seen them fire. Go ahead.
Oh, you're not going to get fired. All right, no. And they have no reason to fire you. There's some high emotions going here, but they can't legitimately look at a reason to fire you. There's no legitimate reason to fire you.
All right.
And you already know that. So you have time. But I think the whole feeling of urgency is that you can't work with these people anymore. These people have now become
hell
toxic.
No. That's right.
Okay, so what you do, as soon as we, it's because today's Labor Day, and a lot of people are posting jobs right now, is that you look for sales trainer in your industry, in your city. And the thing is that what you do is you say, look, we all know, the biggest old-fashioned thing about sales is we all know that it's not based on social media, it's based on relationships.
Yeah, I just got
killed.
Yeah, I say that, yes.
On relationships. So the social media might get someone's attention, but if they can't build a rapport with a real person, that sale's not going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy I called in. Thank you. Yeah,
I'm happy
you
called
in,
too. All right, thanks for the call. See you later.
Have a great
day.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys, so I'll be back live again, not this next Sunday, but the Sunday after. So I'm giving you a heads up that the next time I'm going to be live. So I will not be hosting a live program next, what day is that? I will not be hosting a live program on the 10th. I'll be back live on the 17th. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, The Mystic Mona, because I do announce special broadcasts for this program. And also, I am doing a Labor Day special. You do need to email me before the 9th of September for my Labor Day special for a phone session. Just go to my website at www.mona.vegas and say that you want the Labor Day special. And I will look forward to talking with you again live on September 17th. And have a great week.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.